Has your data been hacked? Do you feel uneasy about the vulnerability of your personal information online? Were you involved in the Target, LinkedIn, or Microsoft data leaks? Don't know? If not, then pay attention. Join Forrest Garvin from PrepperNet for a free webinar on privacy and security. Gain insights into safe internet browsing, VPNs, crafting online aliases, secure emails, detecting if your data has been hacked, and managing passwords. Secure your spot today for this webinar on privacy and security. It's free. This webinar delves into comprehensive strategies for bolstering your online privacy. We've got you covered, from fortifying your passwords to shielding your financial information and mastering state-of-the-art encryption techniques. We're offering two convenient dates to suit your schedule. Reserve your spot now at preppernet.com/privacy. Don't let cyber threats erode your peace of mind any longer. Take the first step toward a safer, more secure online experience by joining us for our free webinar. Remember, knowledge is power when it comes to safeguarding your privacy. Sign up now at preppernet.com/privacy. We'll see you there.
You've just joined the Prepper Broadcasting Network, where we promote self-reliance and independence. The views and opinions expressed are strictly those of the host or their guests. Visit us in the interactive chat room at prepperbroadcasting.com.
Good evening, everyone. If you're a prepper, you're in the right place at the right time. This is the Prepping Academy, skirting the globe through miles of fiber optic cable at nearly the speed of light directly to you, with your hosts, Forrest and Kyle. Coming to you from the Queen City, Charlotte, North Carolina, the information you get from the show could save your life. Whether you're a veteran, beginning prepper, or just curious, there is something here meant for you.
Hey guys, welcome to the Prepping Academy. I'm Forrest. We got Kyle sitting across the table. We're coming to you live from the Queen City of Charlotte, North Carolina. We are live every Friday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Prepper Broadcasting Network. So tonight we have some very, very special guests. We have Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy. I can't wait. I spent some time with them. We'll get into that. But Kyle, how was your week this week?
Yeah, it was pretty decent. I mean, you know.
Dude, work. You sound so lame when I ask you that.
I didn't do anything exciting.
Nothing exciting?
No rappelling, no jumping out of planes, nothing exciting.
Just a normal week for Kyle. Yeah. Oh, you did. You are remodeling your gun.
Yeah, I know. I finished that. I mean, it was no big deal. Just drilling and topping. And,
you know, okay.
It was a small victory.
I mean, that's a man thing. That's an accomplishment for you.
Yeah, it is.
I guess since the last show, I was in Atlanta all week long at a robotics. Actually, it wasn't a robotics show. It was a wire and cable show, but we have some robotic and some products at the company I work with that we displayed. And
does that have anything to do with all the sex robots I keep reading about?
No,
that's been like really big.
Absolutely
in
the news not. Lately. No.
Okay. I was wondering.
No, you are nuts. No, it has.
And you ate some good steaks. You haven't talked about that all night.
We ate out. We had a great time. I went with the owner of the company and a young lady that helps us. It was a great time. We absolutely had a good time.
The steaks look delicious. Thank you for rubbing those in my face after I told you I've had
a
corned beef sandwich.
Some amazing restaurants.
Yeah.
I mean, they were amazing restaurants, and I literally had prime rib, like three nights in a row.
I can actually feel the saliva building up in my mouth right now.
It was a great time without you.
Mm-hmm.
Concerned with everything that was going on. I mean, 4 hours is a long walk.
Four-hour drive. You could use it.
And so if the crap would hit the fan, I was concerned. I did get to take my own vehicle, which means I could pack some extra gear.
To carry back on my back
if I had to walk it.
Yep.
So
how long do you think that would take you? Four hour drive.
A 4 hour drive, probably 12 hours.
No. No. I'm betting you it would probably take you to walk that. I'd say about 4 or 5 days.
Yeah. I don't want to really know. I don't want to find out.
Mm-hmm.
That would not be good. I bet I would lose like 30 pounds.
Probably.
So.
You come back with a six pack.
Dude.
Of pounds.
Okay, maybe I should do that.
Yeah, maybe.
I'll walk right straight down the interstate.
Yeah. Yeah, then you might not make it back that way.
Oh, goodness. So I had a good week. Last Saturday, we were at Mother Earth News Conference.
There you go.
And I met two individuals. I've met them before, but we hung out and absolutely, I just fell in love with Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy. We went out to eat. We go out to eat and I order steak.
Mm-hmm.
And they refuse to let me buy a meal. They bought my meal. I ordered the most expensive thing on the menu. And yet they bought, I'm like, oh, I felt so bad. And I tried to.
To do something.
To do, I mean.
I'll tell you what, I will make you feel better. You still owe me that sushi. I'll go out this week and order the most expensive sushi on the menu. That way you don't feel.
Okay, pay it forward is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Pay it forward. Okay.
I don't feel so bad.
Well, hey guys, one of our sponsors is Survival 401k. A good friend of ours, Ross, he can take your 401k, your IRA, and adjust it just a little bit so you can actually buy your prepping supplies. You can buy gold. You can buy silver that you hold in your hand. You can buy guns, ammo, and survival food. He is at survival401k.com. He's a great guy. He'll be at Prepper Camp with us this fall, but that's survivor401k.com. He's a great guy. Look him up. Look what he's doing. He could help you have more money to spend on prepping supplies.
I was just talking to someone about him this week.
Oh, really? Yeah. Yep. I have a client that actually called him this week. So, okay. Well, now we're at the time. It's about 9:05. Hey, if you're on Blog Talk Radio and you're listening to us live, go over to PrepperBroadcasting.com. We have an interactive chat room. We have you can listen to us live over there. You can ask us questions, maybe Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy as well. It doesn't seem like my chat room. Oh, it's working. My thing's just not scrolling. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if you're listening to us on the podcast, we are live every Friday night on the PrepperBroadcastingNetwork.com. So now we come to a time we do this every week. Kyle shares a conspiracy theory, and then I make fun of him. And I enjoy it, and he apparently likes it. I don't know.
Yeah, no, because then everyone's actually making fun of you whenever you're making fun of me.
All these conspiracy theories aren't true, and they're on my side, but they just want to say it.
Yeah, sure.
Sure. Okay, so Kyle, what is your conspiracy theory this week?
All right, so this one's actually more just to have fun with you, but this is actually called the Mandela Effect. This comes from a bunch of people who remember years ago back in the 80s, they could have sworn up and down that Nelson Mandela was killed.
Okay.
And it was all over the news, et cetera, et cetera. They watched his funeral. But obviously he didn't die. He just recently died. But there's literally millions of people across the globe that believe he's been dead.
Okay.
So the theory itself is, the conspiracy here, is that there are things that happen that affect our universe and expose us to a parallel universe, or that there are time travelers who go back in time and have affected how our future plays out. Now, here's the fun part.
Okay.
Let me give you a few instances. And the first one is like really cheesy, but you should remember, they were more prominent during your time. How do you spell Oscar Mayer?
Go ahead.
Now, how do you spell it? In your memory, how do you spell it?
But the song, there was a song that they came out.
Go for it.
Okay. I don't know. I'm probably the Oscar Mayer, O-S-C-A-R.
Yeah.
Mayer, M-A-Y. I have no idea.
Yeah, it's M-A-Y, but most people remember it as M-E-Y. So that's one instance of the Mandela Effect where more than half the people. Do you remember a show called Sex in the City?
Yes. I never watched it.
But it was called Sex in the City.
Yeah,
right? It was actually Sex and the City. It was never Sex in the City. But apparently more than half people who watch the show remember it as Sex in the City. Here's something you might remember. You ever heard the song We Are the Champions by Queen?
We are the champions. the champ. Yes.
How does that song end? It says, no time for losers, because we are the champions of the world. Right.
I remember that. Yep.
There's no of the world. That does not exist in any version of the song and how it ends. So there are a bunch of these things that people remember and they've played out, but they don't actually.
Sex in the City.
Yeah.
Oscar Mayer.
Here's probably the one I'm hoping will mess with you. Maybe you'll get it right.
Okay.
How do you spell Chick-fil-A?
C-H-I-C-A-F-L-A. Is that right?
There's actually a K. Most people remember it as being C-H-I-C-F-I-L-A, but it is actually with a K.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right. So there's a bunch of these things that people remember.
This is a conspiracy theory?
This is a conspiracy theory because there's people who swear up and down, and this is like more than half in most cases, sometimes even more, like 80, 90% of people remember it as being one thing, and now the information seems to have changed, and now their memories are false, even in small nuances. So it's kind of like.
So is the aliens doing that? Is that what you're saying?
There's theories that basically, I listened to, there was this kid who's supposedly he's a prodigy, and he was talking about physics and how quantum theory works and all this other stuff, and he was explaining how whenever we use nuclear devices or we power up the super hydron colliders like CERN.
Okay.
Whenever we use these vast amounts of energy, we're creating rifts. And every time we create one of these rifts, it actually opens up a door to a parallel universe that shifts our universe from ours into another one where there's small nuances that change. I didn't say I believe this theory.
Oh my word, Alex Jones, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I didn't say I believe this theory. I'm saying it's interesting that so many – I've tested this out on like 10 people this week talking to them about it. And
just because we have bad memories
– that's basically what it is. I know you have a bad memory.
Oh, I have a
– You have the worst memory.
What's your name again?
Yeah, it's Kyle.
Okay, Kyle. Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah.
But I think it's just bad memories. And of the world, people sing that because that has to be in the song.
Yeah, it was in the song, but it's not how it ends.
Ends. Well, because you put it there. I mean, because it was in there, it's like conditioning you.
Yeah. Well, that's like there was one, and it kind of blew my mind, and it says that in Silence of the Lambs, Hannibal Lecter never says, "Hello, Clarice." But it's actually in another movie, and people have somehow translated it into Silence of the Lambs by association.
Who has time to think of this crap?
Peoples? The internet.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, you're so Alex Jones. I mean,
I didn't say
you said something about a portal to another.
That's what they. That's what people theorize. That's what it's called, a conspiracy theory.
But you know, you're supposed to bring theories that you believe.
No, I've talked about a lot of crap.
You have talked about a lot of crap. Yeah. That is, I don't know. It's just bad memory. I have a bad memory.
That's why I chose this one. I was like, this will surely mess with you. I mean, there's like 30 examples here I can go over.
Oh, okay. So yeah, my memory, I'm bad. That was Alex Jones. That was the first time you've mentioned a portal, though, I have to say. That's pretty good. So did you talk to Alex Jones this week, by the way?
Yeah, his divorce hearing is not going well.
Are you consulting him with that?
No,
not at all. Okay. Do you take your clothes off and run naked with him sometimes?
I do that by myself.
With your bug out bag on your shoulders,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it helps.
That is nice. Okay, that's Kyle's conspiracy theory of the week, which is kind of interesting. I think he... Did you do that to make fun of me?
I did.
In my memory? Oh, great. That's great, Kyle. I appreciate that. Okay, guys. Tonight we have, I'm holding in my hands right now, a book called The Survival Medical Handbook. This book, if you are in the Carolina Preppers Network, which we have over 4,100 people, I have told everyone in our group they need to have this book. Of any books you need to have, besides maybe the SAS Survival Guide, this would be tied with that book.
And I'm gonna say something important because this is what happens whenever the crap does hit the fan. You see, we've had this conversation on the show, and I've said this, mm-hmm. and apparently it's very popular in some circles, is if you get injured and you're a liability, what will I do? Because I did not read that book.
You will probably just shoot people.
There was a word I used.
What? Dispatch. You would dispatch.
Probably,
you got a broken finger now?
Yeah. You crying? They're going to hear you. I need to.
Well, let me tell you. Last weekend, I was at the Mother Earth News Conference, and Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy had a booth right down the aisle from me. And I went down there, and I met them at Prepper Camp years back. And they probably didn't remember me, but we absolutely started talking. They came down and hung out in my booth. But let me tell you a little bit about, it's actually John Alton and Nurse Amy Alton. They're both doctor. He is a real doctor. So he is a real doctor. She is a real registered nurse. They have the number one bestseller is what I'm holding right here. Was the number one bestseller, the Survival Medical Handbook. They have many versions. You got to get the newest one, and they'll tell you why. Besides that, they do a podcast that I've been listening to for years called the Survival Medical Hour. They have a YouTube channel. They are – everyone in the prepping industry knows who these people are.
Who?
Everyone. Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy.
Yeah.
Everyone knows who they are. They're big names. And I had a chance, I'll tell you a story with them, but we want to welcome right now Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy. Are you guys there?
We're here. Wait, I think you have me married to someone else.
Dang if you didn't get my name wrong and didn't get my book's name wrong.
What did I say? Did I get it wrong?
I said John Alton.
I'm Joe Alton.
Joe.
The book is called the Survival Medicine Handbook.
It's medicine. You put medical.
Oh, I did. I had it in my hand and I read it wrong.
It's okay. In our podcast, the Survival Medicine Hour.
Oh, my
you got
word.
That wrong, too. Oh, my goodness.
It's okay. We still love you guys. Don't worry.
Oh, my word. Can you believe that? This is a stressful job. I'm sitting across from Kyle with his gun on his hip.
Yeah, no. There's no gun on my hip. But this is why I talk about your memory.
Gosh, I can't believe. And now I'm like in cold sweats. Like, can we start this over? So, I apologize. Oh, hey.
It was hilarious. Kyle, just don't shoot him, okay? Because we're not there to fix him.
Wait till we get there.
Yeah, wait till we get there.
Then you can shoot him.
then they'll help me.
That'll be practice.
Maybe. Gosh, guys, I'm sorry about that. But, man, it's so good to talk to you guys again. We hung out last weekend, and I don't know if you heard me tell Kyle, it was embarrassing that y'all bought my meal. I mean, I ordered something pretty expensive, and you guys absolutely, and I'm like, oh, that was so embarrassing. I really appreciate that. You guys are awesome people. That is the truth. Go ahead.
That's right. We can't thank the people of North Carolina more. You know that I don't know of any state in the union that we have received a warmer welcome than North Carolina.
I gotta move the bird.
In
the back yakking.
You may hear a parrot. We spending a lot of time here in our second home in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, and we brought our parrot along, and he'll just yak nonstop during this thing if I don't put him in another room.
Okay.
He burped.
Did you bring your bear too? Did you bring your bear too?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you one thing. We have bears that come by here every day. Plus, be quiet, bird. Darn it. Get that bird out of here. Our parrot is an African gray parrot. His name is TD. TD bird. That TD stands for that darn bird.
Oh, that damn. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Oh, great.
Those live a pretty good long life, too. Like 80, 85 years.
Yeah, you're right. TD is 30 years old. And
wow.
I have to put him in my will. He's going to outlive me for sure.
What about
dang.
Me? Yeah.
Well, he might kill you.
Well, you guys were a big hit. Everywhere you go, people know who you are. They sign your books. I remember when you came to my booth, and people were like, oh, my gosh, they had no idea who I am. I'm a nobody. But they were like, we know that's Nurse Amy, and it was awesome that you guys even hung out in my booth. So yeah, it was fun, and I do have a few stories about you guys, even though one was the guy I was with, his name was Eric. He had a book displayed, and it was one of your old survival medicine handbooks, and it had highlights and, you know, tabs and stickers in there, and Amy just went nuts over seeing that book, didn't you?
Hey, let's take a quick break.
Are you a prepper or homesteader looking to connect with like-minded people in your area? Looking to start your own preparedness group? Already have a group? Well, look no further than PrepperNet. PrepperNet is dedicated to personal responsibility, individual freedoms, and being self-reliant. PrepperNet has monthly meetings in over 100 cities where you can meet and learn with like-minded people in your area. PrepperNet, where preppers unite. Find us online at PrepperNet.com.
Yes, well, he, you know what? I can tell he loved that book because it looked like it had been dropped in water and then dragged through the mud.
Yes, it was well used.
And it was put out with love, and it was just so sweet. But I had to give him another book because
I was
so embarrassed. I'm like, everyone's going to think I'm selling terrible books.
Yeah, she gave him another one, signed it, and that was, I mean, that's awesome. I don't know, did you know you had another encounter with that gentleman a few years back? Did he tell you about it?
Okay, I don't remember.
Yes, you did. Let me tell you what you did, because this is the kind of people you are. He bought one of your family bags.
Yes.
And he told you guys at one of the shows, and you said, oh, we've updated it. And you started grabbing things that you put in there that were new things in your new bag. And you made a pile, and he was going for his wallet to pay for it, and you would not take his money. You let him have it, and I thought that was amazing. I'm not saying that everyone should do this, but that's just the heart that you guys have. And he told me that. I'm like, really? He goes, yeah, they wouldn't even let me pay. He goes, it wasn't a lot, but they updated it, and they gave me all the updates for free. And I'm like, that's just – he thinks the world of you guys. So that was pretty awesome.
That is so sweet.
Well, yeah. I just want to say that, you know, from our end, you know, anything related to making money is a secondary thing to us. We are on mission.
That's right.
And our mission is to put a medically prepared person in every family. And we travel the country to hopefully populate all regions of the country with medics. Medics are going to be held in reserve maybe right now in normal times, but will step forward and care for their community in times of trouble. And somewhere along the line, we're going to save a life.
I hope so.
Yeah, that is awesome. So tell me, I mean, where are you going next? We saw you in Asheville, and where are you going next?
Oh, my gosh. Well, we're still
up
here in Gatlinburg
next?
We're still in Gatlinburg at our second house. Thank goodness it didn't perish in the fire, but we'll be driving home next week to South.
Wait, tomorrow we're having.
Tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow we're holding a big class in Kodak, Tennessee. An 8-hour class. We haven't done that in a couple of years, and boy, we've spent weeks preparing for this. We even put together wound templates with the big noodles, you know, the foam noodles that you use in the pool to float with.
I got
me a hacksaw, and we cut up these big giant foam noodles, and I cut off the back so they lay flat on the table, and I got a knife and I cut big holes in them, and then we stuffed pieces of the foam that we had cut off that was shiny underneath
wound. Like bone,
so it looks like a bone in there.
People had to pack wood.
Oh, nice.
I got tourniquets for everybody and Israeli bandages. They're just going to learn so much. Sam Splints, we're going to teach them.
Then we're going to be in Irving, Texas on May 26th and 27th.
Friday and Saturday.
Doing a bleeding control class there. Plus, we'll be talking about how to be an effective medic in times of trouble.
Yep. Then we'll be 10th, 11th.
Yes. In
Burlington, Vermont, which I've never been to Vermont, and you've never been to Vermont.
Nope.
Which is close to Canada. And so we're going to be in the middle of, I think, kind of Nowheresville.
Yeah, well, no, it's a popular popular ski resort. It's just not a popular ski resort
right.
in June.
Well, yeah, it's probably not a lot of snow right now.
So we'll be there, and we'll be all over the country.
Then Ohio Prepper
right,
Show.
Right with
in
the
Bowling Green.
Right, as invited by the Oath Keepers, and we're proud to support Oath Keepers. And we'll be all over the country before we're done. So,
that is awesome. That is awesome. I'll tell you, and you know, the funny thing was, another thing is, so we have, you know, the Raggedy book on the table for display. They didn't know this. We didn't even know that they were going to come down or Amy was going to come down. And then we have a PowerPoint slide that is going through. And in the PowerPoint slide, we actually have a photo of the book and literally telling people, you've got to buy this book. Didn't we?
It freaked me out when I saw it. I was like, oh my gosh, that's my book.
Yeah.
I was so happy. That was so, I don't know, it was so surprising. And so it just made my heart melt. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm part of their little PowerPoint. That's so cool.
Oh yeah. It's, we've told many people.
Yeah. Cool. So I have a question.
Thank you so much.
Hey, this is my, my co-host here, Kyle. He's got a question. Go ahead, Kyle.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, kind of looking over everything, whenever it comes to medical stuff, I have a little bit of experience, but for me, honestly, I've not always been like this, but over the past several years, I've developed this thing where whenever I see blood, not on people I don't randomly know, like if it's just, you know, some Joe Schmo, and this might be for some people, like if it was Forrest and he was bleeding everywhere, I probably wouldn't pass out, but if it's someone I care about...
Thanks, man.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That's his job.
Yeah. But I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who, even if they, you know, they go out, they read the book, they get training, stuff like that. I know a lot of people who they're like that whenever it comes to their loved ones. In that time of need, you know, your mind starts to race, your heart starts to race. You know, you don't feel like your blood's pumping, or you're getting air to your brain, and you kind of freeze up, and maybe you even feel like you're going to throw up, you're going to pass out. What kind of advice do you give to people whenever something like that does happen?
I want to tell everybody that is a natural response. Paralysis occurs when you see something, when you see somebody's leg at an angle that nature did not intend. You see a heavy, you know, just somebody with heavy bleeding. It is a natural thing to have a sort of paralysis. But at the same time, you have to realize that to save a life, especially in a situation where there's a lot of hemorrhage, that you have to have quick action. You've heard of the golden hour. Well, mm-hmm. When it comes to heavy bleeding, we're talking about the platinum 5 minutes, because 5 minutes of arterial bleeding, and pretty much that could be it for that person. So you've just got to act, and any way that you can desensitize yourself.
Right.
You know, I recommend if people are going to be medics, that they watch gory movies, that they take a good look at a lot. Go ahead.
There's a lot of YouTube videos out there that are rather gory. Some of them are fake, and some of them are actual, you know, surgery type bleeding situations. The more you desensitize yourself, like Joe was just saying, the less you're going to react. Now, also, I want to say that I firmly believe that someone put into a situation where they need to act, and they know in their brain that somebody is going to die or have terrible problems if they don't act, I believe that you will jump in there. Those people that see a car fall onto someone and they're stuck under a tire, I mean, you just see normal human beings all walk over there together and lift the car up. They're not thinking to themselves, gee, can I do this? I can't do this. They go. It's like at the Boston Marathon. There were people who jumped in to help those that were hemorrhaging to death who had no idea what they were doing. Even if they were just there to, you know, help calm them down and to talk to them and apply pressure. People who had very little training or really probably didn't know what they were doing at all, but they jumped in. And I think you will find that you, despite your queasiness and your hesitation, would jump right in there and get your hands as bloody as they could because somebody needed you. And I think that's a human.
I think people sell themselves short when it comes to that.
I think you'd be really surprised what you could do in that situation. And afterwards, you might freak out. But during that moment, the only thing your brain is going to be telling you is, I have to help this person. That's I think, an instinct that most people have.
That's pretty good. So, Forrest, take faith that someday I may have to stick my hand in you, but I will do so.
In me? What are you talking about? What, are you nuts? Oh, my goodness. Hey, I got a question for you. Some of the pitfalls that preppers or just survivalists, they have in their medical kits. I've heard you speak about this before, but what are some of the big ones that you guys see that people just miss or they just don't prepare for?
Well, I think that there are quite a few things. I mean, with regards to their survival medicine cabinet, I personally feel that people don't pay enough attention to little things that are become big things. When I say that, in activities of daily survival, many people are going to be doing things, activities they're not accustomed to. I don't chop wood on a daily basis for fuel, for example. I don't do a lot of things that are very physically strenuous on a daily basis. And people that don't do that wind up possibly injuring themselves. And when those injuries occur, well, if it breaches the skin, which is your natural armor, then things like infections can happen. And so infections are one big thing. And for that reason, I recommend that those in the preparedness community that are going to be the medics, that they need to have a supply of antibiotics. And many people say, well, but those are prescription drugs. And I say, well, actually, they're not. And you need to have a supply of these. And the reason why I know this is from my original article that appeared in Survival Blog many, many years ago on fish antibiotics. I don't know if the folks, I don't know if I talked to you guys about it, but many of the folks in your audience might know about it, and I was the first guy to write about it. Not only am I a doctor, but I am also a person who raises tilapia in ponds. I have ornamental tropical fish also. So, you know, when I had humans that needed an antibiotic, let's say amoxicillin, I'd give them, well, some amoxicillin. When I had fish that fin rot or other bacterial infections of fish, I actually gave them a product that was called Fishmox. Now, for years, until I got into preparedness, I didn't think twice about it. But then I said to myself, you know, a lot of people are going to die from simple wounds that become infected in a survival situation and do not have antibiotics to tame that infection, and that infection, therefore, will wind up going into the bloodstream and could become life-threatening, and there are going to be people that are going to die of simple infection. I mean, they just dug up the mummy of Nefertiti, no less, and they found a big old hole in her jaw where she had a tooth abscess. She died of a problem that could easily have been treated with antibiotics if they had them back then. Huh. We have them.
Right.
And so what I did, I looked at my fish antibiotics, and it was called Fishmox, and I saw that it had exactly one ingredient. The ingredient was amoxicillin 500 milligrams. Well, I looked there and I said, where's the stuff that makes your scales shiny and the stuff that makes your fins longer? Nope, not there, one ingredient. And
right.
I looked at it further, and guess what? Fishmox is only made in human dosages. So therefore,
wow,
there is no specific dosage for a guppy, no specific dosage for a bass or a tilapia. It is a human dosage. So why does my guppy need the same dose of amoxicillin that you, Forrest and Kyle, need to treat an infection? Well,
exactly.
You don't.
Yeah.
And
right.
Then I did the acid test. I opened up a bottle of human amoxicillin made by Deva Pharmaceuticals. It's a red and pink capsule with the numbers and letters WC731 on it. And then I opened my bottle of Fishmox, the 500 milligram version. It's a red and pink capsule, numbers and letters WC731 on it.
Same pill.
I found that for 12 different antibiotics.
Wow.
Exactly
wow.
The same. And sure enough, when I had some of my readers that were in the pharmaceutical industry and worked in places where they make this stuff, they say, yeah, they just, they're the same batch. Some are sent to a distributor of a veterinary antibiotics, and some are sent to human pharmacies. And so There is no reason why anybody that plans to be medically responsible in times of trouble should not have a supply of this stuff. It is without a prescription, and you can buy them in bottles of 100, or you can buy it if you have the wherewithal. You could buy 1,000 of them if you really wanted to, and just try to get 20 of them from your doctor just because you need them for an emergency. Won't happen.
And see, and that's where people need to own your book, because I, when I purchased my fish antibiotics, I went to your book and to see what antibiotics I need for what symptom or what, for the different causes or symptoms that I have, I guess. But your book also, the fish bottle of antibiotics, the does not tell you take so many per day for 15 days per adult human being over the age of 12, because they can't have that on there. But in your book, you tell exactly, you know, if it's a child, how much they should take a day, and actually what antibiotic they need to take for, you know, whatever the symptom is. And that's where the book is absolutely mandatory if you have fish antibiotics.
Sure, some of these antibiotics, you know, are not for people that are allergic to penicillin. There's some that are. There's some that are meant for people who have, let's say, respiratory infections, some for people who have wound infections, some for people who have, traveler's diarrhea. Each one of these medicines is better for one particular issue than another. And plus, some of them have side effects. Now, I'm not saying to become your own doctor or anything like that in normal times. I mean, if you have a modern medical professional that helps take care of you, then, always discuss these things with them. But in times of trouble, it pays to have some of these things around. Now, even in those times, I don't want you to use them like candy. You've got to use these things judiciously. If we overuse antibiotics, then they become less effective as bacteria become resistant to them. And it's using antibiotics in the livestock, the food-producing livestock industry, that's caused a lot of these problems. 80% of the antibiotics used in this country don't go to humans at all. They go to food-producing livestock.
Wow. Well, we're up against a commercial break, and we have a sponsor that is unbelievable. And and so do you all mind taking we take a quick commercial break so you can hear your own commercial, because you are sponsors. You are sponsors of our show. We appreciate that. We'll be right back with Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy, and here's their spot is somewhere in these mix. We'll be right back.
The Prepping Academy with Forrest and Kyle. We'll be right back.
When disaster strikes and your GPS is useless, ancient navigation techniques will ensure your survival. New from Ulysses Press, Prepper's Survival Navigation. With this guide, you can easily travel through even the farthest, remotest places, utilizing tips from the United States Army and lifelong wilderness experts. You'll learn life-saving navigation techniques. This definitive guide to terrain navigation also teaches you essential survival skills like firecraft, water procurement, and shelter making. Prepper's Survival Navigation is essential to have on hand during any outdoor adventure, including the weekend family outing. On sale now. Find Prepper's Survival Navigation on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Prepper Broadcasting, or wherever fine books are sold.
We have exciting news. You can now afford to have your own freeze dryer. That's right, for the first time ever, it's possible to have a freeze dryer in your home. It was invented right here in America by Harvestrite. With this new appliance, you can freeze dry your own food and it will last 25 years. Imagine freeze drying fruit, vegetables, meat, and your own homemade meals. It's as easy to use as a microwave. Learn more about this amazing home freeze dryer at harvestrite.com. Again, that's harvestrite.com.
Hey, Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net here.
And I'm nurse practitioner Amy Alton, and we're here to get you medically prepared.
A lot can happen in the uncertain future, natural disasters, epidemics, terror events, but we're here with medical kits and supplies that will help make you a medical asset in times of trouble.
From first aid kits for the trail to complete family medical survival kits, we've got an entire line to help you deal with injuries and illnesses in any scenario. Compare our kits to others and you'll agree that only our kits are assembled to work best when help is not on the way.
So get a quality kit from a doctor and nurse practitioner and not some mass-produced knockoff. Often imitated, never equaled.
That's store.doomandbloom.net, store.doomandbloom.net.
And hey, get the essential guide for when medical help is not on the way, the Survival Medicine Handbook 3rd Edition. Find it and the all-you-need-to-know Zika Virus Handbook on Amazon.com.
Back to the show, The Prepping Academy with Forrest and Kyle.
Hey, that is awesome. The Survival Medicine Handbook. And Kyle's making fun of me here, but this is with Joe and Amy Alton. Okay, I got everything right there.
So I'm sitting here thinking about this as I'm tolerating.
Yeah,
he will definitely get a gold star for this show. So, you know, that being said, talking about the antibiotics, going back on that real quick, I have two questions for you guys. Because as someone like myself, I have been found to be allergic to pretty much every antibiotic I've ever taken. So there are a couple of things I turn to as antibiotic alternatives. And I was kind of curious to see what you guys would recommend. But also, what do you recommend for his memory? There's some sort of natural plant or something.
I've heard ginkgo works.
Ginkgo biloba is supposed to be good for that. But I have to tell you that once you hit about 30-something, you lose about 50,000 brain cells a day.
This is a good speech. I love hearing this every day.
And I am losing brain cells myself at an alarming rate, so I feel for you.
At least you don't have to get reminded of it every
single day. I do want to say something about antibiotics. There are natural antibiotics. You know, honey is unprocessed.
Woo! Mm-hmm.
Is an absolute awesome antibacterial. It would be great to place on, for example, burns where the skin has been breached. I think it's good for wounds and to help prevent wound infections.
Use it instead of triple antibiotic oil.
Yeah, it can be used instead of antibiotic ointment. I believe garlic is also one of those super antibiotic,
fresh garlic,
of course. As antibacterial. Antiviral, gosh, it's awesome for just about anything.
So what you can do is take a clove of fresh garlic and smash it, crush it, and put it in a spoonful of honey and take your medicine 2 or 3 times a day.
I would eat that.
I hear it tastes awful.
You eat it, and you can even spread that on toast also, the honey and garlic.
Oh, see? Are we talking dinner here or medical?
Honey, garlic, chicken. There you go.
I know. I actually bought some, speaking of honey, I actually bought some really awesome cinnamon honey. Let me see who made it. That's from the show that we were at.
Yep.
I know a lot of preppers, they look to, I know Manuka honey is typically the one that most people talk about, and I've used that for years myself, everything from the skin to dental and internal medicine, and I've definitely heard the garlic, but the other big one I've heard a lot about is colloidal silver.
Well, colloidal silver, you know, before there were antibiotics, there was silver, and before World War II, for wound infections, they would apply topical silver. As a matter of fact, some of our kits actually has silver gel in it for specifically that purpose. Now, ingesting colloidal silver in terms of just silver ions, I find less hard data that proves that it will cure infections. But I feel that there's no danger to taking it.
But a reasonable amount.
Reasonable amount. You'd have to take an awful lot to get argyria, which is
Don't drink a gallon a day.
Right, where your skin. But, I know a lot of people that do swear by it. The hard data is not quite there with regards to it compared to using it topically on the outside of your body for wounds and things like that. It is absolutely an awesome item.
Awesome. Okay, you guys also have a board game.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and a lot of people, last night we had a, I told everyone last night you guys were going to be on the show, and there was a rumble in the room because they know who you are and they were looking forward to it. But a couple people said, hey, I've got their board game. My family plays their board game. Tell us about the board game and how that came about that you're now in the gaming industry.
We're all over the place.
Wow, that was some project, man.
That was. Well, you know, we love to play board games, and we always have people coming up to us, and they're the lone prepper in the family. I bet some of your listeners are maybe the person that's interested in preparedness in the family, and maybe you
right.
can't get some, especially some of the younger folks that involved in it.
But it's not that they're alone. They're just alone in their family. That no one else is into the prepping. So
right.
they are always asking us, what do we do? How
right.
do we get everybody else interested without screaming at them?
So in other words, instead of cramming it down their throats, making it a lecture, why not put together a game in which you can have a fun family game night in which people just sort of inadvertently make survival decisions every turn. And so this is pretty much what we did. We put together a nice game with super art by the guy who does Axis and Allies. I don't know if anybody who knows
oh, yeah.
board games will recognize that one. Arkham
yep.
Horror, Pandemic. These are the people that did our graphic design and our art. So we have a visually nice game. It's a game that isn't that easy because survival isn't that easy. Part of it involves luck. Part of it involves strategy. Part of it involves even giving charity. And so you have to travel into the world. You have to collect assets. But every asset you collect comes with a challenge. You have to succeed or fail at that challenge. And you go out and get food, weaponry, fuel, medical supplies, and go to various settlements that might be a safe haven for you and your family. So we don't have zombies or demons in the game,
right.
but we do have bad guys. We have people that want to take what would actually happen, people who want to take what you have.
Yeah, right.
And so part of the
gotcha.
Game is their territory, and you get attacked if you wind up going into their territory.
There's no blood and guts, which, you know,
oh, right.
family.
Well, Kyle won't
no
play
blood
then.
And guts. And the main character, and the good thing too is the main character doesn't die, so it's not that you knock somebody out of the game and then they have to wait until the next game to play. You play throughout the entire game.
That
and
was it, my idea,
and that was her.
Oh,
when I was a kid, I played so many games, and I would get so angry if I got knocked out, especially in Monopoly. I would just
oh yeah,
just go to my room and just cry and. It was devastating. I thought, you know, in survival,
that's a little much, don't you think?
I did. Well,
yeah.
I was a little girl, okay? Maybe as a little boy you didn't do that, but I did. I'm emotional. But anyway, in survival, people can take all your stuff away. And I just wanted people to still have hope that they could still come back and win the game, that they could still had a chance to win. And so there's some things in that game that help person who's down and out get an advantage. So you're never
totally
you're never
out, of the game.
Out. There's sure. always hope. And I just wanted that sense of, you know, there's always the possibility that everything's going to be okay.
Hmm. That sounds like Forrest would be using that.
Yeah.
Just
well,
down
Kyle
down.
Won't play that
the,
game. If people, if there's no death, Kyle won't play. So
no,
go ahead.
No, I mean, I can shoot the player. Which if I do happen to shoot the player, which would be Forrest.
Oh, great. Thanks.
You know, one of the other things I came across early on as a prepper is, you know, what to do if there is some sort of wound where someone has massive bleeding that's hard to stop. And one of the first things I bought is I remember going out and getting the quick clot.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff that you pour into a wound, and then I found out later on, I was like, well, you don't want that unless you have access to, you know, something that you get an x-ray to take everything out. So if someone is bleeding badly and, you know, Forrest is just spraying blood everywhere, what do I need to do in order to stop that? I mean, say he does have an artery that gets hit. What would I need to do in
well,
short as possible
first thing,
terms?
If you have a first aid kit, or if you have your medic bag with you, obviously you're going to have some tourniquets. And it, we like the soft T tourniquet or the cat tourniquet. Those are two tourniquets that are pretty sturdy. And the softy actually has a metal windlass, which is a rod that you use to tighten the area and to wind up giving enough pressure so that the bleeding stops. So that's one thing that you can do. If that fails, then I always recommend that everyone have two tourniquets, because you would, in that case, place a second tourniquet above the first. With regards to hemostatic gauzes, blood clotting gauzes like QuikClot or Celox, I personally think that Celox is probably a better product, because instead of becoming this crumbly stuff that is difficult to get out, as you mentioned, or X, which is what he's talking about, XDAT, which is the one where it inserts, there's a syringe that inserts all these little sponges, that you actually have to do surgery to get out these 92 sponges that are in this XDAT.
I just want to say, that's great battlefields when you've got your MASH unit, but in survival, that's not going to be good enough.
Right, that's
you
not
need
enough.
X-rays for that.
Right.
It's a great product for our military.
But I will say that Celox or Celox is something that becomes sort of a slimy gel. It becomes more of a gel than this crumbly stuff that QuikClot becomes. So I really consider Celox to be useful. Also, Celox will clot blood in people that are on blood thinners, which is something that QuikClot doesn't do.
Okay.
And it's versatile. It's versatile enough that if you wet the gauze, the Celox combat gauze, then it becomes this gel-like dressing, which would be excellent for second or even third degree burns. So that still is, even though there are issues with regards to, I understand the issues there are regarding these blood clotting gauzes, I still think that it's important, if you, especially if you're in a situation where you might encounter civil unrest or you might encounter hostile folks, then you need to have some of that stuff in your pack.
All right, I'm just going to go quick. Wait, one second. Would you just quick? You're bleeding to death. Okay, one, if you notice it is arterial and it's red and squirting out like the heartbeat, immediately put that tourniquet on. If it's not, get any kind of material, gauze, a T-shirt, even underwear, I don't care, a sock. Put that between your hopefully gloved hand and the wound. Put your entire body over it with your arms straight and put direct pressure on it. If after a short period of time the bleeding is not stopped, then you have got to get that tourniquet on. Hopefully you have one. If not, you need to pull. Guys have belts. Go ahead.
I have a red pepper, cayenne pepper. I've heard that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, okay, yes. If it's not an arterial squirting bleeder, then cayenne pepper might help. Honey, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, cayenne pepper at Scoville units or heat units, higher than 35,000 units will indeed stop bleeding.
Right.
But pretty much mild to moderate. If you have a transected femoral artery or the big artery in your thigh and it's bleeding that heavily, the cayenne pepper may not do the trick. And by the way, it burns like hell. But it's so.
Are you allowed to say that?
But it's so important. it's so important to have an idea that natural products are necessary in your medical pack,
right.
That we have packets of cayenne pepper powder in just about every single one of our kits.
Gotcha.
And
that's pretty cool.
You have to think about it. If you are going to be in times of trouble, that means that you may suspect that there may be some long-term event that may occur. If that's the case, then it stands to reason that regardless of the amount of supplies, commercial supplies you have purchased, that eventually you will run out. And so you actually can grow cayenne pepper, and you can actually make cayenne pepper powder. So this is, it has a medical benefit that you can grow in your own garden.
Well, let me ask you, I heard or read somewhere that if you're having a heart attack too, if you stick cayenne pepper underneath your tongue, I mean, that would be.
Yeah. Yes. You know what is even better than that is what I carry always. I have two things. I have baby aspirin And I also have baby powders, you know, those little packets.
BC powder.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
BC powder, because you need it to absorb very quickly. That you want to get in the mouth, take the powder and wipe it inside the gums. Pull your lower lip down, and if it's a friend or a relative, just swipe that powder around if they're starting to fade out. If they can get it in their mouth, tell them to try and keep it in their mouth as much as possible. That's where you have really rapid absorption. Then you need to use cayenne extract, tincture or extract. Again, use the one that has the 30,000 Scoville units or higher. Put a dropper full in their mouth. Again, if they can keep it right in that lower lip area and in the cheek, supposedly, somehow,
absorbs faster.
It's not exactly been scientifically studied, but it is said to somehow blood pressure and allow blood flow around a clot. So, hey, if I have any chance to save a life, I'm going to try it. And it certainly, the only harm it'll cause is a little burn in mouth.
Right. So I actually have that. That little bottle one of our Elemental gave me. That is, she said only use a drop, and she said it will save your life if you were having a heart attack or someone else. And I always threaten, I'm gonna put the whole thing in my mouth, and she's like, no.
I would have to say that I'm not sure I would go with the drop. If it's my husband, I'm sorry. If it ain't harming him, he's over full. That's it. He's just gonna have to deal with it because I'm not losing him because I only put one drop and I needed 10.
Right.
I guess the moral of the story, Kyle, is you got to use all the tools in the woodshed if you're going to save lives in an off-grid setting or in any kind of true disaster where, you know, help is just not going to be around the corner.
That's good information because I will definitely remember if he does get hit, I will definitely remember to use my underwear to clot a wound.
Right now, this you don't care about how dirty this wound is. You're just trying to keep the blood in the patient.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then after that's all done, then you can worry about cleaning it up.
Absolutely. Well, interestingly, you know, we're talking about the heart attacks. I actually just read where they said just this past week a medical journal came out, and they recommend people do not take ibuprofen, particularly for chest pains, because they're saying that short-term when you take it, it increases your chance of having a heart attack. So I was very interested to hear that.
I read that study, and that's the first time that came out with that information. What happens when one study comes out like that, there are a number of other usually academic centers that'll try to replicate, see if the same thing happens. You may find it that may indeed be the case. In the long run, 5 years from now, they may tell you that
it was an oddball result, and they can't duplicate it, and it was full of baloney.
So it's like butter.
I like to see a number of studies that confirm each other before I consider anything the gospel.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, guys, you won't believe this, but G-Man, which you guys know G-Man very well, our producer is in the studio telling me we have 2 minutes left. We have absolutely gone.
Go ahead.
I know it's been so fast. I loved it. I mean, this could go on for hours.
It could.
Yeah. I have so many questions, and we're going to have you guys back because you are my new favorite friends in the world. And we thank you so much for coming on and what you're doing for the prepping community. And I'll say that it isn't about the money so much with these guys. They really are out there to help and educate all preppers to be better prepared if an emergency happens. And I've seen that with my own eyes. They've given a book away. They've given medical supplies away. Of course, you need to support them and buy the stuff. Don't expect it. But they are absolutely one of my favorite people in the industry because their heart is in it. And their heart is not out to make money. They're actually to help us.
Well, you guys, we
appreciate you guys being on the show, and you will hear from us again. We would love for you to come to Charlotte and teach some classes here if possible in the future. And I can't wait to see you at the next show. We talked about maybe Columbia or Raleigh or Greensboro, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. So
absolutely,
and I just want to say thank you to all the great folks in North Carolina and the surrounding areas. We couldn't do it without your support, and we're blessed to have the kind words and support of great Forrest, of great people like Forrest and Kyle and all the great folks in North Carolina.
Thank you so much for having.
Thank you.
Well, tell us about your podcast and your website and all the information, and that's how we'll close because we're down to about a minute.
Okay. Well, our website is called doomandbloom.net, not doom and gloom, doomandbloom.net, and we're now at almost 1,000 posts, videos, podcasts on medical preparedness for times of trouble. You can find our podcast, Survival Medicine Hour, on blogtalkradio.com. It's a weekly podcast. You can hear our second podcast, American Survival Radio. It's more current events and politics, on Genesis Communications Live.com. Our YouTube channel is Dr. Bones Nurse Amy. Our Twitter is at Prepper Show, and our Facebook is the Survival Medicine and Dr. Bones Nurse Amy group and Doom and Bloom. So you would do us
a
great favor, a great honor, if you would follow us on our social
media. And we
media.
Will put all them links attached to podcast. And make sure everyone knows how to get to you guys. Hey, thank you guys so much.
Yes,
and
thank you a bunch.
It's been an honor and a pleasure to have you guys on. And we will have you on again for
thank
sure.
For
hey guys,
sounds
thanks
fantastic.
For joining us.
We look forward to it.
Kyle,
yep. Thanks, guys.
On the Prepper Broadcast Network, PrepperBroadcasting.com. We'll catch you next time on the Prepping Academy.
Are you a prepper or homesteader looking to connect with like-minded people in your area? Looking to start your own preparedness group? Already have a group? Well, look no further than PrepperNet. PrepperNet is dedicated to personal responsibility, individual freedoms, and being self-reliant. PrepperNet has monthly meetings in over 100 cities where you can meet and learn with like-minded people in your area. PrepperNet, where preppers unite. Find us online at PrepperNet.com.